You're listening to your weekly commodities update from the Ag Center News, breaking down the price shifts shaping California agriculture. Here's where the markets stand. So let's take a look with Sean Haynes.
Hi, Sean Haynes of the Ag Center, giving you a second weekly update on California commodity prices. Almond prices continue to rise up about $2.65 to $2.55, depending on California and nonpareil meats. In shell, sitting about $2.80 for nonpareils and about $2.55 for the independents. Prices continue to move up as a lot of people are worried about what the bloom conditions were. So all this rain coming in and pollination, bee flight time. Also hearing some issues as far as hive quality goes, like always, and so what you want to all those culminate into a lot of worry as to what the crop's going to be for this year, and some buyers kind of coming back to the market based upon that. Also, given the fact that as we kind of get deeper and deeper into the processing and finishing out of the 25 crop, it continues to shore up that we're going to have a short crop compared to what initial estimates were. Be some people talking 2.6 range, some people talking 2.5 range. We'll have to see where that goes as far as billion pounds, but either one of those two things is not a positive for buyers as it is a positive for sellers. So prices have gone up considerably based upon that. Walnut prices were looking pretty good last year in the 25 crop or 24 crop, you know, $1.05 in some cases. Lost about 20-25 cents coming into this year with just a really large crop came in, as well as kind of just a good quality crop. And that between those two things, just more walnuts available to sell brought the prices down. Problem with that is a lot of folks don't make money at the 75 cent to 80 cent range. They need kind of north of that, especially in these older plantings. So I think you continue to see older plantings be pulled out and then redeveloped into other tree types, pistachios, for example, down south, or just kind of being left open for row crop ground as people continue to wonder what to do with the walnut industry long term. Pistachios, haven't really heard any news about that. We'll pull some information next week or so to kind of come back to the market with you guys and show you where that's at. And then kind of really quick, just touch on the wine industry. Wine industry in California continues to just have this issue with this oversupply versus what consumption is doing. The industry is really built around a much bigger clientele as far as people buying wine. That consumer segment has kind of switched over to things like seltzers, more fruity drinks, and also the cannabis side of things as far as the recreational side. And the taste profile is different for the younger crowd. And so the industry is kind of going through this whole change. What you've seen is just a 30% reduction and basically 30% of the crop last year was left unharvested because it wasn't needed. You're seeing just acreage come out. Another 40,000 acres are going to come out this year. Some folks thinking we need to have a total of 200,000 acres over time pulled out to really get in the balance on a supply demand side. And as long as the consumer segment is doing this, you've also got this kind of backup and bottle volume. So that's been getting better, but if you look at bulk and bottle volume, they were sitting about 18 months supply in the past few months. Now you're kind of getting down below the 15 month and declining, but you still have a couple more, two, three more years before you move through that glut. And when you look at all those things combined, it's just putting pressure on the industry. And so now you're finally starting to see some winery sales. Jackson Family shut down a couple facilities up north. Gallo's shut down a couple of facilities as well, and nobody's offering contracts. So that crop is going to be in dire danger for the next probably 1 to 2 years. Hopefully you got a home for your crop. If not, you're not going to have one. And if you do find somebody that's willing to buy your crop, it's going to be a very small value, maybe not even worth picking the crop off the vine. So until that kind of all clears out, wine industry is going to be in flux, and I think it's going to continue to move north as far as geography goes to get more into the Lodi region in Napa, which have been holding up, but in the south market where the blenders are at and the more volume has been picked in the prior years is just going to kind of go away. So prayers to the wine folks, and hopefully they can figure it out in the next couple of years. But that's what I got this week for the second installment. Thanks.
Want more market insights like these? Visit theagcenter.com/news and subscribe to our newsletter today to stay ahead on all things ag.